Welcome to the Healing Elixir podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Charles, and today we are here in October. I just had a brain fart. We are here in October and the seasons are changing. Well, the season has changed, and I just want to know, let's check in with yourself. How do you feel? No, I'm being serious right now. How do you feel? Take some deep breaths if you have to. Honor your emotions. Honor how you feel. I'm sending you guys good energy on October 1st of 2023. This is so amazing. I try to tell myself not to say that things are crazy, but it's such an amazing time. And what I want to talk about today is the seasons changing. And this is something that I wrote, and I'm going to say this to you guys, and I hope it really resonates. Pay attention to how the seasons change. The leaves must fall during fall, and the leaves must sprout in the spring. When you understand that the seasons emulate your own journey, you learn that attachment to anything will never work in your favor. So as the seasons change, know that it's okay to go, to let go, to transform, to transition, to recreate, to create, to evolve. You are more than a physical being, and witnessing your own progress is such a beautiful experience. So take some time today to just look at the leaves falling, and I'm not sure where you guys are, but I'm in America, and if you are in a different part of the country or in a different province, etc., notice how the seasons are changing. Is it getting warmer? Is it getting hotter? Notice that. And then reflect on yourself. How are you changing? What has changed? What knowledge have you acquired this past season that has helped you and that has helped you grow wiser? And do you accept yourself? Do you accept yourself where you are? Are you trying to be something that you're not supposed to be? Is the universe, is the world, is God, whomever you believe in, are you constantly in situations that reflect that, hey, being unique is what you're supposed to be. Being yourself is okay. Reflect on these things. And as you reflect on these things, I encourage you to journal. Journal. I'm telling you, journal. Journaling is like, I don't care what anyone says. I'm going to advocate for it till the day that I die. Journaling is just an experience. It really is an experience because you get to write down your feelings, your emotions. They become tangible in that moment as you stroke the pen onto the paper. And after you write and you read, you're like, wow, I feel this way. I am not these words, but these words express the way I feel my feelings. So the change that's happening in the world on many different levels, reflect on how you have changed. Reflect on how the world changes, and do you change with the world? One of my favorite verses is to be in the world, but not of it. And to understand that to be in the world and not of it is to be fully aware of how the world works, but also to be fully aware of yourself and to be fully aware of what influences you. One of my favorite things to do is to observe myself. And the only way I can observe myself is being honest with myself and not convoluting my own thoughts and experiences because I wanted to look and sound a certain way. No, it's like, hey, you act this way. Why do you act this way? You're influenced by this person. Why? You want to do what everyone else is wanting to do. Why is that? Do you want to fit in? Why do you want to fit in? What kind of construct is that? Do you feel like if you don't fit in, you are not going to be accepted? And why is that? Who taught you that? I believe this is a season of diving deep into yourself. And even if you've been on this journey for a very long time, we're always going to be students. And it's always, there's always something new I learn about myself every day. So be open to learning. Be open to accepting the newness. Be open to letting go. Be open to new experiences. Be open to challenging yourself. Be open to accepting yourself. So what a time it is to be alive, isn't it? What a time it is to be alive, and you are listening to this right now as I am in your ears. You are living, you are breathing, and you are powerful, and you are unique. And you should not allow anyone or anything to try to conform you, to try to restrict you. You should shine bright. Yeah, like a diamond. So, change, transition, transformation. As the seasons change, you change too. Just remember that throughout this whole journey, this whole process, you will always be a student. You will also be a teacher. And it is very important that, to me, in my opinion, that you teach others. And one of my favorite, I think my mentor told me this. She did. She said, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So maybe the teacher is sometimes life and we are the students. Sometimes the teacher is the seasons changing and we are the students. So reflect on that. Reflect on this season change. How have you changed? What are you doing that is new and exciting? What have you let go? What do you know about yourself and your emotions and the way you feel? I guess you guys, well, we have some work to do. Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal, let's elevate, let's upgrade your reality.